So last night, I'm heading home from a meeting. I'm driving down the street, and I saw an unusual sight at one of the city's busiest intersections. I saw two young people holding signs, watched by an older lady with a younger child. Now, that didn't look like the normal folks that stand out on the street corner, you know, begging. I'm going, they don't look like some begging folk. And I did a couple U-turns to get over to where these two young people were holding signs. One sign said, "I am a thief. I stole from my mother and family. I can't be trusted. If you see me on the streets, watch out because I'm a thief." Well, that definitely don't sound like you're trying to hustle some money on the street corner. The other sign said, "I'm an accomplice to a thief. I helped spend stolen money from my stepmom. Don't trust me." So then I see the woman, the older lady, and she's, you know, dressed in like nurse's scrubs, like she works in one of the hospitals. And I call her over, find out her name is Natasha Scott, and that she had a gift card. And her kid stole the gift card and went and spent the stuff in the gift card for stuff for them, not for mom. And this was her way of punishing them. I'm out there, Channel 13's out there, Fox 59's out there, Channel 8's out there, Indianapolis Star. Here's how Channel 8 reported this story last night.
Well, you may have heard of criminal shaming or even pet shaming, but tonight we found a stepmom using a similar technique to punish her two children.
24-Hour News 8's Teresa Mackin found out the very public punishment took place at 38th and Michigan.
This one is going to be a talker. We won't show you these kids' faces since they're minors, but a stepmother told us two of her children stole a gift card from her. So she did this. It's an odd sight on the corner of 38th and Michigan. Two school-age kids holding signs branding them as thieves. One reads, "I am a thief. I stole from my mother and family. I can't be trusted." The other begins with, "I am an accomplice to a thief."
This is their punishment because I refuse to let them fall victim of the streets.
Natasha Scott is overlooking the whole thing. She says she's their stepmom, and this is all over a gift card.
I had obtained a gift card for my job for going over and beyond. They decided to steal it and go to the gas station and Dairy Queen. I didn't want to beat them, so now they get to sit and stand out here on 38th Street and let everybody know what they did.
Some drivers stopped, others drove past. Mom says she just wants her kids to be better than that. These kids say,
"Yeah, I learned my lesson. Standing out here for a long time. And then I got to hold this. Everybody just looking at me weird, so I don't want to do that again.
I don't want to be out here again for the same reason. For another reason. I want to do better."
Now, we asked police if this is legal to do, publicly shame your children like that. The IMPD spokesperson says as long as they weren't in danger, he's not aware of any laws against this.
All right. Teresa, thank you very much.
I will say that Channel 8 made the decision to blur the faces of the young people and not identify them by name. When I talked to Mrs. Scott yesterday, she did say her two children's names are Zachary and Unique. Unique is the daughter, Zachary is the son. What do you think? I mean, that's a different kind of punishment. You know, no belt, no switch from a tree. You get the message, especially when it's in the printed newspaper, on the television stations. Judging by their clothing, they're students, probably in IPS because it looked like IPS uniforms. The khaki pants, the white shirt. What do you think? 239-1310. I got a text message about the parent, the shame of the kids at 38th and Dr. King, 38th and Michigan Road. Good for her. She's being a parent. And parent was all in caps. Let me go back to the phones. And Daylene, hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Amos.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I say kudos to the parent. And have that's you, all I have to say.
Have you
Thank
ever thought,
you.
Wait a minute, had you ever thought about doing that?
Excuse me?
Have you ever thought about doing that?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
This could move the panhandlers off the street corners and end up with parents disciplining their kids.
That's right. Exactly.
Appreciate it. Let me go to Dolores at 239. Thank you, Dolores. Hi, Dolores.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. About the comment for the two children.
Yeah.
I think that was the best thing to do because they are, if she hooked them or beat them, she would be arrested. And the Lord said, you know, you chastise your children. And I feel that they learned a lesson by what they said. They wouldn't do that again.
You know, and that sounds like something creative Christ would have done.
Yes.
If he was confronted with somebody to be a thief, that the Lord would have said, now, I want you to write down, you have sinned. Sin no more, and we're going to go to the main square of Jerusalem and stand up there for a while.
Well, that's what he did with the woman when he wrote in the sand.
Yeah.
Said the first person who was accused had not sinned. Throw the first stone. Nobody did.
All right.
Said, so I cannot accuse you.
That's a good point. That's right, because that was a public thing. That was public shaming. That's a good point.
That's
I appreciate it, Dolores. Let me go to Michelle at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing, Amos?
I'm fine.
I just wanted to make a comment to the mom. I just wanted to say I am so, so proud of her. I'm very proud of her. You know, the system has us parents almost in a catch-22. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, because you can't help them, you know, to the point to where you really want to when they do something of that nature, but they want to continue to build jails and detention centers. That lady, I'm proud of her. And I hope I can drive by and see her because I want to give her a hug. I'm proud of her.
You know what?
And I wasn't able to do it because my children are grown. You know, we was raised to whoop them, time out wasn't on the list.
Right.
But I'm proud of her. So, no.
You know, and I didn't mention she got the gift card on her job.
Yes, I heard her say that.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you know what? I don't know if anybody would be willing, but I'm willing to help. You know, put some money in to give, you know, to get her amount back up to her and give it back to her.
Oh,
I want to challenge some folks for that.
All right. Good point, Michelle. I appreciate it. Let me go to Anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I would like to commend the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is the kids themselves. I think more kids should have seen that. And whatever Channel 8 wanted to put out there, that was on them. But I think that the mother did the right thing, and the kids will learn something. Not only those kids, but I hope other kids watch that and know that could happen to them. Because our system is so wrong about us not being able to whoop our kids. That's the best thing could ever happen.
All right, let me go to Veronica at 239-1310. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Amos. I want to comment on the mother that punched her kids. That technique has been there, like, from the beginning of time because I'm over 50 years old, and when I was in school, my friend's mother, she had acted up in school. She came up there with her hair tore up, flying all over the place, bathrobe, house shoes on. She didn't have no more problems out of her daughter since. So that technique of embarrassment has been in place for a long time. Children do not like to be embarrassed. And one thing I can say, if she nipped it in the bud now, while they're young, when they get older, they won't get the embarrassment of being on the news or on TV for doing something, a bigger crime.
All right.
I think I commend her.
All right, appreciate it. Let me go to Laura at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. I just want to commend the mother for doing that because society is grooming our children to run to them and tie the hands of the parent. And she's showing them that, no, you correct this issue now, and society won't have a jail cell or facility to lock you up in.
And she openly admitted that to the Indianapolis Star, that was one of the things she was trying to do, was to send that message. She did not want her kids backsliding into a life of crime.
Yes.
having met her, and we would have loved to have her come on the program, but she works during this time.
And I'm
not mad at her. First of all, I'm glad I had the opportunity to meet her while I was double parked on Michigan Road, Dr. King Street yesterday. But I could, once, you know, I started talking to her, A, I understood what was going on. I knew that she was, had the right things at heart. She had her, a younger son with her. So there was other children watching this.
Right.
And
so
while,
they all can learn.
And while she was talking with me, she kept her other eye out on her kids with the signs.
And so that's what you need to do, and I commend you for stopping seeing what the issue is, where Channel 8 was trying to look for a reason to fault the parent, but yet they want the parents to be responsible for the children, but when the parents want to correct the children, then they got an issue with that.
You know, I didn't think Channel 8 was trying to be negative. I thought they, when I looked at the coverage, this morning on their website, I thought it was fair. They were the only ones that did not identify the kids or show their faces. Fox 59, which is the clip that we used on our post on our website, praiseindy.com. The only reason we couldn't use Channel 8's clip, if you're listening, Channel 8, this is a technical thing. Their embed code is not compatible with our website system.
Oh, okay.
So Channel 8, fix your embed code so I can put your video on the website and more people would have seen it, and then they would tune in to Debbie and Eric. Instead, they're going to tune in to Fanchon on Fox 59 and Bob. See, you know, oh, this whole internet thing, we're all in media learning all of this. But anyway, I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Marcella at 239-13. Thank you. Marcella, hi there.
Yes, good afternoon, and Amos. I commend the mother because she will not have to bury her kids at an early age by them being in gangs. I commend her.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Let me go to Anonymous, then we'll take a break at 239-13-10. Hi there.
Good afternoon,
Amos. Good afternoon.
I commend the mother, too. This was in the 40s when I was in school, at school 36. My grandmother came up there, pulled off the stool, made me pull my dress up and my pants down, whipped me with the pointer, and sent me back to my seat. And from that day on, they had no problems ever out of me at school again. The children do not want to be embarrassed. She said, Angela, go take your seat. I said, yes, ma'am. On the playground, they teased me, called me, but I knew better to say a word back because I didn't want Mary Betty up at the school again.
And you remember that to this
I've
day?
I've never forgotten. I'm 72 years
old.
Oh,
Lord, 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 Lord. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. We'll get more attaboys, attagirls, or attagirls, for that mom shaming her kids, trying to, you know, send them a message. Send it now, rather than go to the courthouse and send the message. We'll get your reaction to that. Plus, I got some more information about what the criteria is to get a general diploma, how many credits you need. And it's really the same as a core 40, which is 40 units, but there's a little wrinkle that maybe parents and grandparents don't know about. It's afternoons with Amos after these. All right, welcome back. We found out that to get a general diploma in the state of Indiana, you must have 40 credits. To graduate, you must have 40 credits to graduate. Also, to qualify for a, first of all, core 40 is the standard. General is not the standard. Core 40 is the standard. And to get a general diploma, the parent, guardian, and the school's counselor or another staff member, and the student must sit down and meet to discuss the student's progress. They must discuss the student's graduation plan, and the parent and guardian has to sign off on whether the student will go and get the general diploma. So if you want your kid to get a general diploma, okay, you got to, mom, dad, guardian, you got to sign off on that. And understand the ramifications of that. Anyway, 239-1310, 239-1310. See the things we learned? 239-1310's afternoon's name is, I got a note, about, the mom. Here's Amos. I have a single parent friend, and when his son acts up, he makes him wear his grass cutting shoes to school. He told me this hurts his son way more than a whooping ever could, and it works every time. Oh yeah, those grass cutting shoes. Nobody wants to be caught dead in those. 239-1310, 239-1310. Let me go back to the phones. And Tina, hi there.
Hi, Amos.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I am impressed that someone is still doing that, like punishment, that's not going to kill their children. Yet at the same time, we as a family were taught, my old school mother, named Louise, and she would take you back to the store if she found that you stole, and you had to work for the storekeeper for as long as they wanted you to.
Uh-oh.
And you didn't get paid for it. If it meant cleaning, picking up trash, whatever it was you needed to do, that's what we have. And this goes down through the grandchildren. They can tell you these stories. So God has blessed us. We've never really had to go run into the prison many days. But it's been a blessing to have had somebody to do that. So I'm impressed.
I appreciate it, my sister. Thank you. Let me go to Pam at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm on the same level as some ladies just called. Yesterday was a teachable moment for all parents. Grandparents already know this, but yesterday what may have looked like child abuse was what we call tough love. Our dad, that's as hard as he's been now, but he would have been the poster man for child abuse because he raised all five of us. He never had to go to jail, never. We're all professionals. We live well. And I just thank God now for the discipline.
I wish I had been around when the police officer came by where this happened, where Miss Scott, because I asked Miss Scott, I said, did the police come by? She said, yeah, they came by, looked. I told them what was going on, and they said, great, and left.
Well, my sister called me, and I said, Joanne, I don't know. But I just called her. I said, Joanne, turn to Amos. I said, because they're disgusting. I said, you know we were abused. She said, yeah, girl, it wasn't that then, but that's what it was. But it worked.
It worked. It really did. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Anonymous.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Let me go to Anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, Amos, how you doing today?
I'm fine.
Hey, Amos. Yes, kudos to that mom. I actually knew a dad who was a barber that did the same thing. If the son stole something, and so what he did was made up a sign for his son saying, I am a thief, yada, yada, yada. Had him stand right there in the middle of the barbershop. It was a Saturday, the busiest day in the barbershop. And everybody that came in was reading a sign of what his son did. And I know his son was terribly embarrassed for doing that, you know?
Not in the barbershop on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. And I don't think he had any problems out of his son stealing anything else after that.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Amos, yeah. There was a woman that said that she had gotten whooped when she was young. Her parents, her mom came up to the school. And same thing used to happen to me and other kids when I was growing up. We got whooped. Parents would come up to the school and whoop us, or even the teachers would whoop us.
Yeah.
And I think that deterred a lot of us from being, you know, growing up being, you know, juvenile delinquents or bad adults or whatever. And it's too bad they still can't do that now. But otherwise, I think that would deter a lot of kids from getting into the system if the teachers could still whoop them like they did when I was young, or the parents would come up and whoop them, you know, with pointers and hit upside the head, hand with knuckles, with the rulers and stuff like that.
Right.
I mean, you know, I hated it at the time, but it was tough love because it deterred a lot of us from, you know, growing up to being, from being in the system, I think. And too bad they still can't do that now.
All right. Good point, my brother. I appreciate it. Let me go to Carl at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing, Amos?
I'm fine.
Good. About 3 years ago, we had a daughter that was acting up on the bus and got suspended from the bus, school bus.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife had her walk to school every day for about 2 weeks.
Oh, no. Oh, they don't like that.
No, they don't like that. She followed it. I mean, it's she was going to West Lane.
Yeah.
Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
And she would follow her in the car, and the other kids would be on the bus and see her as she was walking to school. But she'd walk to school and back every day for 2 weeks.
I bet she was healthier after that.
Well, after that, she was a bus monitor. She was an exemplary student on the bus. She had no problems after that.
I appreciate that, Carl. Thank you.
Thank you.
239-1310. See the things we're learning? 239-1310. 239-1310's afternoon's name is just virtually unanimous reaction. to what that mom did yesterday. What time did they come back? It was like almost 7 o'clock. So I don't know how what time it started, because it was close to 6:45, 7 when I rolled up there. So they might have been out there a while, and cars were slowing down, because usually the folks who allegedly are homeless or unemployed and are doing the begging, they're in the median, either on 38th Street or on the median on Michigan Road and Dr. King Street. These young people were not in the median. They were on the sidelines, which is under city ordinance. By any stretch of the imagination, they were legal and were not violating any law. And they were up on the southwest corner of 38th and Martin Luther King, up against the side along the Woodstock Golf Course. Anyway, let me go to Etna, 239-1310. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, Etna.
Yes, ma'am. What's up?
I just wanted to commend the mom and discipline her children,
mm-hmm.
because I remember when my children were small, I used to discipline them. I used to whip them when, you know, they did wrong. But, you know, what impressed me about all of it was I have 14 children, and they, at different times as they have gotten older, they came to me and they said, Mama, you know what? I thank you for what you did when we were younger. And, you know, my comment to her is they someday will come to her and thank her for trying to keep them on the right track. So, you know, God bless her and continue to keep doing what she's doing.
All right. Appreciate that. Let me go to Anonymous, then we'll take a break at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller.
Hold on, first-time caller, give a salute. There we go.
Hey, and guess what I did to my son when he acted out? When the sagging pants first came out, my son is 35 now. When the sagging pants first came out, I told him, okay, if you don't know how to wear them, then you only need one pair. That's all you get. You don't know how to pull them up. You don't know how to wear the belt that I bought. Why am I working to buy more pants and you don't know how to pull them up?
One pair.
One pair's all you need. You got to be covered.
And you need to know how to take care of them before the pants walk off by themselves.
Right. And then you got to come home and wash them every evening, because I'm not doing it. So, you know, that fixed that problem for me.
All right. Appreciate it. Let me go to Don right quick at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing, Amos?
I'm fine.
Hey, I think it's shameful that you have to publicly embarrass your children in a way that like that, because, you know, in the first place, you should have done some things before it even got to that point. So I don't think white parents do that. I haven't seen any white parents putting their kids on public display because of something they did that was bad. I think there's other ways that you could actually get the same point across without publicly embarrassing those kids, because, you know, they still have to go to school and meet their peers. So, again, I'm not on that side of, oh, that's a great thing, and that's a wonderful thing, because I would never do it, and I don't think you would do it either. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our remaining moments tomorrow. In our first hour, we will talk with the folks with Citizens Health Center. That health center suddenly closed last Friday amid charges of the Health and Hospital Corporation, treat them bad. There's a lot of things going on. We'll hear Citizens Health Center's side of the story. And if everything works out, I'm crossing my fingers and hoping, we'll talk to Big Ten History tomorrow in our 2 p.m. hour. Big Ten History on this program tomorrow. And then coming up on Monday, Senator Joe Donnelly will have our interview with him. All that at Boards, Afternoons with Amos for a Wednesday. Back to the phones and Yvonne. Hi there.
Hi, Amos.
How are you?
My head goes off to that mother. I couldn't, if I had not, when my son was young, bought him out of everything, paid his fines, spent thousands of dollars on attorney fees, maybe now at 49 years old, he would know how to stand up and be a man. So my hat goes off to her.
I appreciate that. Let me go to D. Yeah, hi, D.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
I just like to say, I was listening. I didn't hear the whole show, but I just say bravo to the parents who find creative ways disciplining the children. I think I'm hearing the lady who said that her son wore the saggy pants, so you get one pair of pants. I think that's excellent. When my son was growing up, I didn't believe in the spanking and the whipping. I know a lot of people believe in that. To me, that promotes violence.
Mm.
But I did believe in discipline. You were grounded. If you forgot why you were being grounded, then you added two more weeks to the grounded.
And what we're talking about is there was a mom yesterday, her kids stole her gift card and went and spent the money on ice cream and stuff. So she made them write apologies. I am a thief. I'm sorry, you know, and on cardboard and had them stand at the corner of 38th, Dr. King and Michigan Road last evening rush hour.
Okay.
And I came upon it driving home from a meeting and saying, what in the world is going on? By that time, the TV stations were showing up, the Star was showing up, and it's the buzz around town today.
Wow. I don't know. It's kind of a fine line because I'm not too much into the public humiliation, but if it worked and the child is not scarred, then I guess that's okay. But I know from my aspect, I did the grounding. I did, yeah. I talked with the teachers. My son never had a problem. Not one suspension. Not when he was an honor roll student. He
Amen.
Was a class president. He's a college graduate. Not one with, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I don't think it's not necessary. When the child grows up and you talk to them from a young person, these are the rules of the house. This is the maturity you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
They grow up at a mature level. They grow up talking to you. And they don't get into this kind of show. That's just what I found out in my experience.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you. 239-1310. Back to the phones. And T. Hi there.
Hi, Amos.
How are you?
I love you and your show.
Thank you.
I just was want to say that I'm so grateful to hear about a parent that actually loves their children, because children will do anything if they know you love them and mm-hmm. you spend time and talk with them, just like the other lady said. But when they don't get the basic needs, and so many people are not given the basic needs, like food and love and time, then they get angry. And then they can get so much anger inside of them that if their parent tell them to stand out with a sign, they wouldn't do it. I know you've heard of kids who won't do anything mm-hmm. their parents tell them to do. So the fact that they would obey her to do that shows that they respect her and they do know that she cares for them. And I think that's what we've gotten away from. There's so many people that are wrapped up in themselves. You know, the world is decaying.
Right.
And they've kind of just thrown their kids to the side. And then you see all this acting out. And nothing's going to calm it down but someone who loves and cares for them.
All right. Good point, my sister.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me go to Carol at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. First-time caller.
Oh, thank you.
God said white people wouldn't do that. And 2 weeks ago, I was coming down in Lebanon, Indiana, and the boy was standing outside with a sign that said, I'm a thief.
So it's not just a black thing.
It's not just the black people.
When I heard that from the previous caller, I knew that's not true, because I have heard of instances,
yes.
Even recorded on YouTube that shows it the other way. I appreciate that. Thank you. Let me go to Genevieve at 239-1310. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, you did, Amos. Yes, you did. And I'm the first time caller too.
There you go. All right.
Yay. So I just want to make a comment. I'm 30 years old, but as a child, my mama didn't let me get away with nothing. With nothing. She went to the school and beat me there. I was a straight A student, but as a child, you still do things that are not right. And she didn't ground me. She didn't do all that. She let me know that she was not playing. So yeah, she's embarrassed me a couple of times. And as a 30 year old, I'm living on my own. I'm a college graduate. I thank my mama for being there and beating my butt every time she got.
All right, my sister, I appreciate it. Let me go to Armonte right quick at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, it's Armonte. How you doing?
I'm fine.
I was just saying that I want to tell kids that if it was me, you know what I mean, they got off lucky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when I was their age, I would have got it toe up, the flow up, and back down again. You know what I mean? And I'm 23 years old. So I want them to know they got it good. They got it easy. But for that one caller you have who said he don't really believe in public humiliation, what do you do with your kids when they Walmart or, Target and you at the store and they showing up?
You know, saying you don't punish them right then and there because it's public humiliation. You rectify the situation right then and there.
All right, good points.
I think that's splitting hairs.
Good point, my brother. Let me go to Glenda right quick at 239-1310. Glenda, you got about a minute. Glenda?
I whooped the daylights out of them. It wouldn't have been no hands on bus or body. They would have got their butt
choked. Hold on, Glenda, you kind of break it up a little bit. Glenda, you still there?
I would have beat the daylights out of one of them. They took some of mine.
I understand. Glenda, I appreciate it. Thank you. We thank everybody for calling on the program. Well, before we get to who's on the program tomorrow, I want to let you know. One of the great political figures in Indiana, particularly in the northern part of the state, in Lake County and Gary, a gentleman by the name of Rudolph, Rudy Clay, passed on yesterday at the age of 77. He had been the mayor of Gary for one term. And not only had he been mayor, he'd been a state senator representing the Gary area back in the 70s. He was the Lake County recorder. He was a Gary city councilman. He was a Lake County commissioner for more than four decades. He was part of the political scene, a well-known Democratic politician in Lake County, Indiana, built a lot of bridges, was the kind of person who could walk in the suites as well as walk in the streets. And the people of Gary and Lake County, are in mourning against somebody who really epitomized and represented that part of the state. Our deepest sympathies to the people of Gary and to the family of now the late Rudolph Rudy Clay, who passed from this life yesterday at the age of 77. Tomorrow, what's going on with the Citizens Health Center? A longtime fixture since the 70s on the near north side in the 1600 block of College suddenly closed their doors this past Friday. What is going on? Is this the death knell for this neighborhood health clinic? The folks from the Citizens Health Clinic will be here with us live tomorrow. Also, Indiana Fever is doing gospel on Saturday. We'll find out what the fever is doing. And if everything works out, you'll hear Living Big Ten History on the program tomorrow. I'm Amos Brown. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, live at 1.